One consequence of the September 11th terrorist attacks has been a worldwide preoccupation with security. In Israel, public and private companies are increasing their demands for security expertise. NPR's Linda Gradstein visited an Israeli school for bodyguards outside Tel Aviv.
Instructor Paul Golovansky is putting his trainees through fast-paced shooting drills. The training is rigorous, at least 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. On one recent day, after shooting drills, the trainees practiced being bodyguards. Then they responded to a simulated terrorist attack on a crowded disco. The instructors grade each trainee. Not everyone will pass the course. The 30 trainees have come from all over Europe for the three-week course. They've each paid $5,000, which includes room and board at Kibbutz Shva'im, north of Tel Aviv. Some of the trainees, like a group from the former Soviet Union, are sent by their companies, in this case a Russian bank. Others are like Johnny French Sunday, a British soldier with a craggy face who's footing the bill himself. He says he investigated several schools, and everyone told him Israel is the top of the line. He says the school is also one of the most expensive, but it's worth it.
Because I'm getting expertise training. I'm getting training from the best. So when I do finish here, I look good for my clients. They know I've been trained by the best.
The International Security School was founded in 1987 by Mirza David. Today he sports a large paunch that suggests he rarely jogs, let alone pursues terrorists. But he hints at an exciting past, saying he was a senior official in Israel's security establishment for 20 years. He also says he's been shot 3 times. One bullet collapsed his left lung. Mirza describes himself as a counter-terrorism missionary. He says that since the September 11th attacks, the U.S. now understands his message.
They see now. They have to struggle. They have to learn how to cope with terrorism. It's not only to fight, it's to cope with terrorism. The training is to prepare you to cope with terrorism. Coping with terrorism is not only for law enforcement. Coping with terrorism is also for civilians.
Before September 11th, Mirza got an average of 20 inquiries a day. Now, he says, the average is 10 times that. He's already opened branches of his school in Germany and Cyprus, and a new school opens in Florida in January. The instructors are mostly young men who've recently finished their compulsory army service. Most of them taught at the Army's counter-terrorism school. Eldad Elber teaches trainees how to shoot from a car. He pushes them hard, setting up a competition between each pair as they get in the car.
Go! Come on! Okay, very good this time.
This is Elber's first course at the school. He says what Israelis can offer is combat experience. In his case, a 6-month stint in South Lebanon before Israel withdrew last year.
We were shot at with a missile, with a guided missile. And you suddenly, you're under fire, and something blows near you, and you know that it was aimed to you. You were supposed to die here. And it, for the first time, it changes you, because you know you had near-death experience, and you know how you responded it at the first time. And now you have time to think about it and to know how you're going to respond to it at the next time.
Mirza says that since he opened the school, he's trained thousands of bodyguards and security operatives. Today he's waiting for 4 officers from the Nigerian police force. He won't say what they're coming to study. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Kibbutz Shva'im.